Good day and welcome to Super Spreaders Nano News. Today, we're going to be covering who is Zexi Li, the 21-year-old government employee, Chinese national, who is credited solely with bringing the injunction and class action lawsuit against the trucker convoy. CTV.ca runs a full piece on Zexi Li, who single-handedly created a class action against the truckers and won the injunction to stop the horns. She's a mysterious figure, appearing out of nowhere with no real social media history. Remember this face. Her Twitter account was created in February of this year. First post is a retweet of a tweet about her, February 7th. The next day, she gets a full spread puff piece on CTV.ca. The article has zero bio info, an oddity on a modern human interest piece like this. Usually media are stumbling over themselves to create a sympathetic story based on a person's history. Her LinkedIn and Facebook have no profile pics, no bio, and one post promoting her lawyer in the class action, Emily Tamain, who has probably written the post for her. There is a LinkedIn with a similar face and name for an American scientist at Nielsen, possibly unrelated, but who knows. On February 17th, she gets another article, complete with war zone victim photo. She claims a truck tried to run her over on the sidewalk. Despite her story claiming she shot photos and videos of the truck, the videos never appeared. No eyewitnesses, no closed-circuit television, no charges, no arrests. Despite each of us carrying a broadcast studio in our pockets, no one filmed it. No photos of the incident exist. Considering the circumstances in Ottawa at the time, many police would have shown up and dozens would have stopped and filmed. Any other real events during this time have been filmed. None of this obvious PR creation stops leftist Canadians and statist media from covering her like she's Ottawa's Jeanne d'Arc, with no one asking a single question about her life, motivations, affiliations, or history. In some articles, she's listed as self-employed. In other articles, she's listed as a government employee, also listed as a public servant. Quick searches can find that she is listed as working for CRA as an innovation and research provider. All this is well and good until we look at February 4th, CTV News, report by Rachel Aiello and Glenn McGregor, and discover there's another Zexi Li. Within Chinese-Canadian circles, since at least February 7th, it seems that Zexi Li was initially an entirely different person. Checking the Chinese replies to that tweet provides a glimpse as to why they felt they needed to make Zexi into an alluring, young, sexually viable TikTok hottie. It is claimed this Zexi Li works at Shared Services Canada. Shared Services Canada, or SSC, is an interesting government agency created in 2011 to consolidate online communications between most governmental agencies. It has not been without its controversies. All this is different than her Zoom info and the other various occupations slash locations given to the young Zexi Li, who is supposed to be an innovation and research advisor at the Canada Revenue Agency. And then she was gone. The account that most people have been interacting with and tweeting out to turns out to have been a fake, allegedly. The lawyer for the class action lawsuit claims that Zexi Li was never on Twitter. But in this article, we're still faced with the young Zexi Li in professionally posed photos, who was on all the TV shows and interviews. Who is the older Li at Shared Services Canada? One can't help but remember testimony of another pretty young foreign national, Nayira. In the lead-up to the Iraq War, she testified before Congress that Iraqi soldiers were throwing babies from incubators to the floor. She turned out to be the daughter of the American ambassador to Kuwait. All of her testimony was proven false, but not before being verified by Amnesty International and other large NGOs. And her testimony was broadcast unquestioningly around the world by the mainstream media, and creating an extra impetus to go to war against Saddam Hussein.